I'm Peter Overby in Washington. The School Nutrition Association, what you might call the National Organization for Lunch Ladies, says it tried to do what Secretary Vilsack recommended. It says the Agriculture Department didn't help, so the SNA went to Congress. House Republicans provided help, but they also put the School Nutrition Association in the middle of a partisan battle over what to feed America's school students.
This is where the heavy hand of the government's coming down and trying to dictate to local school systems.
Republican Congressman Robert Adderholt chairs the subcommittee that decides how much money the school nutrition program gets each year. The spending bill includes a provision written by Adderholt that goes beyond what the School Nutrition Association asked for.
It only gives the schools more time to adjust.
Under Adderholt's provision, school districts can get a year-long waiver from all of the standards set by the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act, even those standards already in effect. A district would have to show that they cost too much. Democrats say the Republicans really want to kill off the nutrition standards in 2015. In committee, Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz had this exchange with Adderholt.
So the majority does not intend to eliminate these nutrition standards and allow school districts to remain out of compliance.
Not in this bill. I mean, I can say there are movements out there that would like to change it, but this does
right.
not do that.
The association embraces Adderholt's provision. Its president, Kansas City, Missouri nutritionist Leah Schmidt, points out that all they asked for was help with four specific issues.
The waiver was not one of our original asks.
Those four problems might have been fixed by talking with USDA, but the association last year dismissed a lobbyist with good connections in agriculture. The new lobbyists have good connections with congressional Republicans. And now Schmidt sounds like Congressman Adderholt.
These overprescriptive regulations have just really made it difficult for a lot of our members, and that's what we are in this for, our members.
The association may be getting some corporate lobbying help. School pizza producer Schwann's Food Service reported that it was lobbying on the school nutrition issue. Company officials didn't respond to NPR's phone calls. Two other big players in school nutrition, ConAgra and the American Frozen Food Institute, told NPR they're sitting out the fight over the waiver. But the association is up against its old liberal allies, among them the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
We lobbied together and belong to the same coalition.
Margot Wu-Tan is the center's director of food policy.
Instead of working cooperatively to try to help those schools that are struggling, SNA is working with a number of conservatives that completely oppose the school nutrition standards and are trying to gut them.
19 former presidents of the School Nutrition Association are asking Congress to reject the waiver. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And now some more food news. Tomatoes in cars. That might not sound like a fruitful combination, but stick with us.
Ford and Heinz announced yesterday they're working together to find ways to make plastic out of ketchup cast-offs for use in cars. The idea is Heinz uses 2 million tons of tomatoes every year. All those peels might be able to be saved, dried, and made into a lightweight plastic.
Ford is thinking they might be able to use this sustainable stuff for small car parts, like the little storage container for quarters. The belief here is that the lighter weight of the tomato plastic would make lighter cars, which could reduce fuel use.
Now, all of this is just in the research phase. The companies hope to have the technology in use soon and promise it won't make the new car smell tomatoey.